Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When we think of people that say with their chest, we think of our next guest here with an update on Darius Garland. Will he be ready for this series with the standards for the Cavs in this series? We'll get into the player debate as well. You know him. He's the greatest Swiftie in Cleveland that also covers Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. He's a father. Mm-hmm. Some call him a civic leader. I wouldn't go that far.
I called you that once, Chris.
Yeah, that is Chris Fedor joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, welcome to the show.
That is quite an introduction. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, some of it was true, and I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, a little bit of it was true. There's always a little bit of truth to a joke, right?
Not necessarily, unless it's a good joke.
Yeah, all right.
So, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm drying off. I just walked out of the practice facility, and I'm wearing this light gray shirt, and I feel a little bit exposed here driving home.
Yeah. You don't want to expose yourself.
I mean, it's quite a long walk from the practice facility doors all the way to our cars, because when you get into playoff mode, more people tend to show up, and they take the parking spaces, and it was pouring on me, so I'm a little bit soaked. I'm kind of cold. I feel exposed. My nipples are kind of out, so I wonder if everybody driving next to me is as uncomfortable as I am in this shirt that I'm wearing.
I'm gonna be on the plus side of this. When you get home, the missus can get a hell of a dance from you. You just walk
true.
Right in. You don't even give her a warning. You just
right.
Seductively walk in, and you just give her the old wet T-shirt. Hey, how are you there?
That's right. How's it going, babe? Work's over. Time to party.
Yeah.
He goes the, hey, how are you there?
Yeah, the hey,
that's
how
the
are
move.
You there?
Chris,
yeah.
That's your move.
That's
hey,
exactly how,
are you
how Chris seduces his wife. Hey, how are you there?
Hey, how are you?
That's his pickup line in his own wife.
Would you rather say, daddy's home?
No, it's not for you. That wouldn't make sense for you, right? Because you're so polite.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
Hey, Chris, before we get to Darius and some of the updates here,
sure.
Nick and I were debating a little bit. Who do you think are the top three players in this series? In order that you think they are actually great at basketball.
In order?
Yeah.
I'd say number one is Donovan Mitchell, number two is Tyrese Halliburton, and number three is Evan Mobley.
Okay, so that's interesting. I actually conceded the idea that I thought Evan Mobley and Tyrese Halliburton were maybe closer than I think what some people would maybe think. But I at first glance, I had the exact same order that you had, and then I moved it with Mobley number two and then Halliburton number three. Nick was trying to make the argument that it should go Darius Garland ahead of Halliburton. I told him he was nuts for that.
Yeah, I'm just not there yet when it comes to Darius, and I keep going back to this. Tyrese Halliburton has done things to a high level in the NBA that Darius hasn't. He has led his team as the alpha of that team to the conference finals. And you can talk about the road that they had and all the injuries that the opponent was dealing with during that playoff run. But Tyrese Halliburton, to me, has accomplished more than Darius has. And you might talk about the potential that Darius has. You might talk about how his jumper looks better. You might talk about just the craftiness that he plays with and being able to get past his defender off the dribble and stuff like that, that's fine. But Tyrese Haliburton was top 10 in every single metric this year that points to winning and impact. And at some point, you just can't ignore the fact that he took his team to the conference finals, something that Darius hasn't done in his career. I think there are legitimate questions about whether Darius can even be the second best player on a championship team. I think there are legitimate questions about how Darius can hold up on the defensive end of the floor throughout the course of a playoff series, maybe even in this series against the Indiana Pacers. So I still think Tyrese, you know, for all of the things that people say about him and he's overrated and he doesn't have an in-between game and whatever, like, that dude is the driver of the second-best offense in the playoffs. That dude has done things on the playoff stage that Darius hasn't proven to the same level. So until Darius can prove that, until he shows that he can be a 16-game player as opposed to an 82-game player, I'm just not there yet with him. I still go Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, he's overrated and he doesn't have an in-between game. Chris, thoughts on Darius?
The players of the NBA calling him the most overrated player in the league, which is completely asinine.
I think they got a point. Chris, do you expect Darius Garland to be ready for game one?
I do, yes. I think the biggest question when it comes to Darius at this point, though, guys, is how effective can he be playing through this particular injury? Because some injuries are just going to linger and they're going to bother you, and the type of player that you are, they're going to make it more difficult. So if we go back to last year in the NBA playoffs, part of the reason why Jared Allen simply could not play is because he's a big man who needs to lift his arms above his shoulder over and over and over again on like every single possession. He needs to grab rebounds. He needs to contest shots. He needs to block shots. He needs to keep the ball up high to dunk and lay the ball in and all that kind of stuff. And he couldn't physically do that, so he couldn't play. With Darius, like, so much of his game is stop and start. So much of his game is change of direction. So much of his game is about the speed and the quickness that he brings. Like, Kenny Atkinson has been asked over and over and over again, what makes Darius so special? And the first thing that he says is the speed that Darius can play at. And it's true. Like, not a lot of guards in the NBA can keep up with him, especially off the dribble. But can he be that dynamic off-the-dribble player that he has been throughout the course of this season, his bounce-back season, being an all-star, the way that he was in the first two games against Miami when he was averaging 24 points and 7 assists and he didn't have that toe that he re-aggravated? Like, that's the biggest question, I think, with Darius. This time off is going to help him. Obviously, not playing the final two games against Miami, that's going to help the recovery as well. But I've been hearing that this is something that he's probably going to have to deal with throughout the entire playoff run for the Cavs. And it's not can he play through it, because I think he's going to want to, and I think he's going to be able to. But there's a difference between being able to just, like, play through an injury and being effective and your usual self playing through that injury. And I think this is one that is going to, in terms of Darius's game and what makes him special, I think this is one that's going to be problematic for him.
Why do you think a lot of the fans, after those two games that Ty Jerome was in for Darius and Darius was out, have now just kind of turned their back on Darius and moved it towards this illogical thought that somehow the Cavs are better with Ty Jerome instead of Darius?
Well, I think Kyle Anderson had something to do with that. I think Tyler Hero's commentary probably had something to do with that. And Bam Adebayo's commentary probably had something to do with that. I don't know. I mean, I think when you look at such a small sample size of data, you can be blinded by what the truth actually is. And I'll say this, like, the Cavs numbers defensively with and without Darius Garland are pretty alarming, especially in that series against Miami. But, like, it doesn't mean that they're better without him. It means they're different without him. It means they play a different kind of way. It means they use a different kind of personnel. It means they're able to do different things, both offensively and defensively, from a schematic standpoint. But it doesn't mean that they're better without him. When you have Darius and Donovan playing at a high level at the same time, those two dynamic guards, the Cavs are nearly impossible to beat. So that still remains their best ceiling, is those two guys playing at a high level together. And I love Ty Jerome. He's been a great addition for the Cavs. He's a great dude. I voted for him first for Sixth Man of the Year. I was one of two people that voted him first for Sixth Man of the Year. But he's not Darius. He's a different kind of player than Darius, and there's a different ceiling that this basketball team has when all of their guys are available. And I think even though you might be able to look at some numbers that say in a small sample size, maybe I have to look into this a little bit deeper. The Cavs are going to be at their best, and they're going to have a best chance to win a championship with Darius on this roster.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you think the biggest issue for the Cavs in this Pacers series will be?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know that the Cavs can play the same kind of tempo that the Pacers can. And I know that the Cavs play fast, and they want to play fast, and they have a very modern offense. But this is a different level of speed that you have to deal with. This is a different level of pace that you have to deal with. This is a different level of transition principles that you have to play with. So that, to me, is going to be a challenge for the Cavs. It's kind of like if you're going into a football game or something like that against one of the fastest teams in your conference, and you hear over and over and over again, oh, they're so fast. Oh, nobody can keep up with them. And you're like, okay, I know what's coming. I understand that they are fast. I've seen it before on film. But then you feel it, and then you have to deal with it. And then you have to, like, change your approach on the defensive end of the floor and on the offensive end of the floor. It can mess with you a little bit. And not too many teams can play the tempo that the Pacers do and play it as effectively as they do. And if you think back to one of the losses that the Cavs had against Indiana, they kind of got caught up into that style, and they started jacking shots, and, like, they kind of got out of themselves. So I think the Cavs have to be cognizant of that. They do want to play fast. That's a big part of what they do. But Pacers fast and Cavs fast are two different things. So they have to find a way to match that and deal with that from Indiana while also staying true to themselves and not getting totally caught up into that game.
Should we be convincing ourselves this is like a 6 or a 7-game series, or is it closer to 5 or 6? I mean, Vegas still has, even for, you know, game one, 8.5-point favorites. It's a big number.
It is a big number, and I feel like Indiana just continuously gets disrespected, and, you know, that happens. The Cavs continuously get disrespected. It happens. So it's just something that you have to deal with. But, you know, guys, I have said throughout the entire season that the team that would worry me the most from the standpoint of a playoff series isn't Milwaukee, it isn't New York, it never was Miami. It was these guys. It was these Pacers, because I think stylistically they're very difficult to deal with. And I think they have the number one prerequisite that you need to hang with the Cavs and be competitive with them. They can score with the Cavs. You might be saying, well, oh, gee, breaking news there. But, like, certain teams aren't capable of scoring 115 on a nightly basis, which is what's required to deal with this version of the Cavs. Ask Miami about it. They could barely crack 100. Like, Orlando couldn't get to 100. You know, so the Pacers, they have the kind of offensive firepower. They have the kind of offensive versatility that can allow them to hang with the Cavs. And they can win a three-point shooting contest with the Cavs. Not a lot of teams are equipped to doing that. And if there's a style, and I don't know that there is a specific style that you're like, oh my God, the Cavs can't possibly deal with this. Like 2 years ago, they couldn't deal with the physicality of the Knicks. There were just advantages that the Knicks were going to have in that particular series. And they all played themselves out. So I don't know that that kind of style like exists to the same level. There's a reason why the Cavs won 64 games. They're the number one seed in the East. And they've got a deep, talented, versatile roster. But, like, five-out teams have a tendency to, like, neutralize some of the things that they do better than most teams. And if they play Jared Allen together and Evan Mobley, like, that becomes a little bit more difficult when those guys have to hang out on the perimeter, out by the three-point line, and it puts a lot more pressure on some of the other defensive players. And that kind of offense that Indy brings to the table, the five out, stresses the Cavs more than I think other teams because of just how they want to play defensively with Evan and Jarrett roaming the paint, providing rim protection, and making things really, really difficult. If they're pulled out to the perimeter and the last line of defense is going to be Darius or Donovan or Max Strus, the Cavs and the way that they function defensively, it's just different. And five-out teams have been a problem for the Cavs throughout the course of the regular season. And Kenny Atkinson even admitted today, it's the toughest style for them to have to deal with.
Chris, is LeBron retiring?
No, are you kidding? This is not. Everybody knows. When it comes to LeBron, everything he says, everything he does is calculated. This is not a guy that is going to go out like that. And this is not a guy who's going to go out and not make it known that he is going out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to want the farewell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want everybody to have an understanding that this may be the last time you see LeBron. So I don't know if he's going to come out directly and say, hey, this is my final season. But I think he's going to drop enough morsels where, you know, you have a general idea that it's going to be his final season so that he can get all of the stuff that would come with that when you're talking about one of the greatest players ever. So, no, he's not going out like this. He's probably going to pick up his player option because it's $52 million, and he's probably going to stay in Los Angeles and just continue to see if he can be happy in LA as a person and with the lifestyle and compete for championships at the same time. Maybe he can, maybe he can't.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, JJ Redick just was so awful as a coach in the series, and I was giving him so much credit, Chris, the entire way. And it's just like, how do you play LeBron that entire second half of that game? Yeah. And Luka too, with the conditioning issues.
I mean, he played all five guys the entire second half.
He made no adjustments. I don't know what he's telling you there. If he's just like, we don't have the pieces, I had to. But he just refused to do anything. And then he got all chirpy with the media afterwards. I didn't love it,
yeah.
Chris.
I will say this, though. I think sometimes we get into this situation of, like, hey, why did one coach not do something to adjust? And, like, we put it all on him. Like, he's a bozo and he's not good enough. I think we can flip it. Right. I think in this situation, part of the truth is Chris Finch is awesome. He is a really, really good coach. And the chess pieces that he has available to him, like, they're different. Right. He's got more guys that can move across the board in a different kind of way. So when it comes to JJ Redick, like, yeah, I think part of it was he was going through his first ever playoffs as a coach and he screwed up and he made some mistakes. But I think the other part of it was, like, he just didn't have the same kind of chess pieces. Not all of them, anyway, to make it a complete team And I think sometimes an opponent or an opposing coach can, like, do some things in advance of what you're going to do to try and counter, and you just have no answers for those.
Chris, great stuff today, buddy. Enjoy seducing your wife with your wet T-shirt later.
Sounds great. I will do that as soon as I get home. Right, Daddy's home.
Picture it never happened. All right, buddy, be good. Chris, thanks, Fedor, Chris. There on the, his words, not mine, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We'll react to his words and the Cleveland Cavaliers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.